The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Good Trend Mad Chugi. That is courtesy of super producer Brian Jeffries. Shout out to him. He said he's been listening to a lot of Kendrick lately, as one might. That big announcement.
May 7th. What was May the 7th. Album that came out?
Wait a second. That's already a month ago.
They're lucky we were all dealing with all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
Getting vaccinated, trying to go back out in the world that I'm like, I don't have time to hold you accountable for that bunk-ass countdown.
Yeah. So just to remind people, a label executive wrote, "The wait is over, hashtag TDE with a loading bar and the date 7 May 2021. And we were all like, oh shit, it's going to be new Kendrick. And I can't find a single thing that they dropped on the 7th of May. But transitioning to our first story, our first trending subject, Day in Vegas, Kendrick will be headlining one of the evenings, one of the three-night shows. The lineup is just wild.
I had to look at the TD Twitter just to be like, what's happening? And I think maybe it's just an Isaiah Rashad single that happened.
Wow. Okay.
But they announced that the 6th. I don't know. This lineup, it looks like a lineup that happened because no one was touring for the last year. Because I've never seen a higher concentration of like top, you know, sort of charting rappers and just like, you know, in the like the little, you know, some niche hits too. Friday's Kendrick Lamar, Saturday's Travis Scott, Sunday's Tyler the Creator, and then underneath those days is DaBaby, YG, Ari Lennox, Isaiah Rashad, Thundercat, Madlib, Kenny Beats, Lil Baby, fucking Baby Keem, all these people, all these babies I never heard of, Young Baby Tate. Literally, that's someone's name. That's how old I am. I don't, literally, they're all these babies I never heard of.
And I know even fewer of these, so.
Yeah, yeah. Joey Badass, Cordae, SZA, Lil Uzi Vert. Fucking Griselda is like a third line mention with Denzel Curry and Earl Sweatshirt. Like, what the? This got everything. If you one of these, if you like the cocaine rap flows, they got something for you. If you were an Odd Future cat, they got that for you. If you're just an old West Side TDE head, they got that for you too. So, yeah.
Damn.
I mean, feel old and be like, yo, what's that old guy wearing?
Yo. The fact that Kendrick is performing one night in Vegas from section 8 to Damn.
Section like, 80 to Damn, yeah, everything. He's going there.
That's so is that, does that mean that he's going to be just doing like a progression or that's wild?
Yeah, it sounds like it. You know, sometimes they'll just say it's going to be this album. Don't expect right. to hear anything, but it sounds like he's saying, look, if you were there for Section 80, if you were there, or maybe you just got in after the Damn album, you'll be able to sing along.
Right.
But yeah, it's November 12th or 12th through the 14th.
And is this the inaugural Day in Vegas Festival, or is this?
I don't know. I mean, because there's Day and Night. There is that festival that used to, that goes down in Vegas. So I don't know if that's like a rework of Day and Night
right.
that they had in Vegas.
Because the one thing that we all love about Vegas is how comfortable it is outdoors during the day.
Yeah, so which I think that's why a November date makes sense, where right. it's closer to their version of Earth's winter.
Right. I wish that all industries had these sorts of announcements where you have the headliner, then you have like the runner-up headliner, mm-hmm. and then you have like increasingly smaller like
right.
listings. So it's just like, and this is where you fall in the pecking order.
You think you're an 18-point font type artist? No. You're a 0.5 font artist. Get the looking glass out. Get the mirror out. Whatever you call that thing. Magnet.
Yeah, it's like it almost looks like the Star Wars crawl. Like if you look at it a certain way, where like the bottom ones
right,
are just
trying to give you a sense
distant.
Of depth.
Yeah. But yeah, I think we're at least second from the bottom here at Daily Zeitgeist. If there was a podcast festival, but
yeah, and then it would be one of those people like, oh man, the print should be bigger, man. Actually,
right.
Whatever people find out at the festival, they'll find out if they see it. They always said, go see one Miles and Jack live show. You won't be right after.
Yeah.
Were
at least
looking at, were you squinting to try and read something?
Yeah, I'm reading the bottom one. I was going to say we're at least a Pote Baby and Nana level podcasters who are two of the, you know, Lou Val, Ronsky and the show band.
Gunde Garçons.
Yeah.
I like that.
I feel
name,
like
though.
That's. I like that for us. That's where we're at. ERCOT is trending. ERCOT. And you're going to have to tell me what that is.
Well, if you remember from the famous power outages in Texas, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas is ERCOT.
Oh boy.
And they're trending because they just put out a... it says, Grid Operator Requests Energy Conservation. They're asking Texans to, quote, reduce electric use as much as possible today through Friday. A significant number of forced generation outages combined with potential record electric use for the month of June has resulted in tight grid conditions. Now, we saw what happened when things went down because it was too cold. I'm not sure what the temperatures are in Texas right now. Let me just look.
I mean, the Southwest is generally...
Dallas is 98 today. So, and it's going to be in the solidly above 93 throughout the week. So, yes, I can only imagine what that does for the strain of people having air conditioning on. Yikes. So,
and this is, again, a product of that beautiful deregulation that conservatives have been talking for years about. Just deregulate, let the business people figure it out. And they figure it out how to... fuck this thing up.
Yeah. And then if something goes wrong, you end up with a $16,000 bill because of the fine print of being like, well, that's what it costs. So, and we're certainly not going to shoulder that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they say, take these simple steps. Set your thermostat to 78, turn off lights and pool pumps to avoid using large appliances like ovens, washing machines, and dryers. If you don't need something, we're asking you to turn it off and unplug it if possible.
Don't wash your clothes.
Don't cook. The fuck?
Definitely don't use your pool during this time when it's 100 degrees and you're not allowed to use your air conditioning.
No. Well, at least, or just let the water get stagnant and don't circulate it.
You want
my
that
heart
milky
goes out to
white
these people
water.
That have to end, that are the people who ultimately shoulder the burden of this kind of wild
the people.
Deregulation and privatization. That you're getting a thing as in, we're in summer, baby. And I don't know if you read the news, the earth is getting hotter. Yeah. Some blessings. Good thoughts to you. I hope the grid holds up and we don't look at something awful, because, you know, in the past there have been power outages during heat waves, and that hasn't spelled good outcomes, especially for older people.
Yeah, and let's get ahead of this. If something horrible does happen, we do not dislike the people of Texas. Big D Democrats. Don't be like, well, shouldn't have voted for it, because that's not how it works, assholes.
But it's easier to reduce the all-encompassing fear and powerlessness that people feel to just be like, yeah, well, then you shouldn't have voted for that.
Right. Novavax is trending. Again, another one that I have not bothered to find out what it is. So
new vaccine, y'all.
Oh.
Yep.
I thought it was an electronic music artist.
Nah, there's a nuke. it said electronic band that went to Villanova. no, Novavax is a new fucking vaccine, y'all. I don't know what else to say except very elegantly, and it's a new fucking vaccine. They said it had 100% efficacy against the original strain of coronavirus, 93% against the newer variants. The reason they said that is because the study that they did that had like 29,000 people, there only 77 cases of COVID popped up, and since none of them were the original version, they're saying that's where they're claiming 100% efficacy.
Hmm. And it's not so, because the original version is not really around anymore?
Yeah, I don't know that. I wish I was a virologist to sort of parse through like the nuance of that. But I think, 93% against the other ones is pretty good, especially now that they're saying the Delta variant is probably going to become the most dominant strain in the U.S., in a few months. So yeah.
Oh man, and think about the damage that Delta Airlines is going to take on. We'll be getting new Delta jokes, like we got the Corona beer jokes at the beginning of the pandemic, and that will carry us through spiritually.
And we'll carry on Spirit Airlines for the same. We're not Delta. And they're like, yo, come on now. That the people like Delta can be like, can we just use the old racist ones where we ascribed it to a
right,
region,
an entire
country?
Region of the world?
Yeah, that's better for our bottom line.
Yeah, Batman is trending because DC has asked the Harley Quinn team to remove a scene from season 3, and I'm guessing this is season 3 of. Is there a Harley Quinn TV show that is out that people are watching?
I have no idea. I'm not even going to lie and act like I know if there is, but I think there is. Yes, there is a season 3.
And
it's all on HBO Max. It's an animated show on HBO Max.
Got it. An animated show on HBO Max. Okay, that puts the story in new context, because DC has had to ask the Harley Quinn team to remove a scene from the animated show Harley Quinn from season 3, in which Batman performs oral sex on Catwoman. When asked why, by the writing team, they're like, okay, why? They said heroes don't do that. Which heroes. Is,
well, I guess that makes
heroes
sense.
Heroes don't sexually gratify there.
A billionaire isn't concerned with good outcomes. Right, for anyone
right. They
themselves.
Should have said, billionaire white guys don't do that.
Dude, billionaire white guys don't give head. I think we
come on.
Don't even try. I mean, I get what you're trying to do, but like, let's be real. He's a fucking loser, and no one wants to be Bruce Wayne. Fuck that guy. What the superhero? Like, they don't have sex? Is that what they're saying? They just want everything to be.
I don't know. Yeah, that's
to
a
help people feel like I'm undersexed and I'm Batman.
Right. I'm assuming it was like a slow fade where Batman like disappears down below the frame or something. Like, it's implied. And like the same way that sex has been implied from the beginning of time, you know, on movies where it's just like a warm embrace, a weird kiss, and then, you know, slow dissolve to after the fact. DC has never had a problem with that happening and to their Batman character. So this does seem specific. Yeah. Their explanation is, no, it's that we sell consumer toys for heroes. It's hard to sell a toy if Batman is also going down on someone, which when you put it that way is like, oh, okay, fair enough. But it's also like, but he is a sexual being, like in other versions of and other Batman stories.
Yeah, so. Let's nice try, but
nice try, asshole.
Yeah, look, real heroes give head. We all know that.
Yes,
I think that should be just carved into the side of every mountain.
Yeah. If I have anything to say about it,
regardless of if it's a protected UNESCO heritage site, okay, whatever. We got to get the message out there. Too many people not giving head. Okay, heroes give head.
Yes, HGH.
The villains don't. See, that's how we know he's a villain.
Yeah, I mean,
I wonder. Do any of the other ones? Did Joker give head?
Does Joker give head? I mean, he's very like hot and licky and mouth and like, you know, has an oral fixation in various portrayals of him where, you know, Heath Ledger's for sure. That Heath Ledger's Joker for sure gave head.
Oh, gave head. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. I mean, I think that was one of the origin stories for his mouth injury that they cut out of the, you know, how he gave different explanations. Anyways,
he's like, nah, fam, I was at hedonism in Jamaica. So she <won't> left. The ripping and the tearing. The ripping and the tearing.
That is a quote from somebody interviewed at Hedonism. I did not know that when I first heard it, and I was like, "What the?
What are you talking about? It's this creepy old
pure violence.
You want to avoid at all costs."
Yes. Someone spent $28 million, 30 after all fees Excellent. Have been paid, to be fourth on Bezos's space flight. So it's gonna be Jeff Bezos, his clone brother, who was created to give him body parts if he needs them. And
allegedly.
A fourth unnamed astronaut. Yeah, sorry, I should say allegedly because our lawyers tell us we have to. A unnamed astronaut, and then this unnamed person who spent 28 million human U.S. dollars to take this 11-minute space flight. This is a question that I have. Like, I'd imagine that it's, you know, Bezos in his video where he's like, brother, will you come with me? Mm-hmm. He's like, it's a huge, like, perspective shift when you get up to space, which I believe is true. Like, having listened to astronauts who've, like, been to the moon or been to the space station talk about it, they talk about, like, you know, the power of seeing an earth rise instead of like a sunrise, like seeing the earth rise over the horizon is like, whoa, we are truly not the most important thing in this universe. People who spend months on space station, just watching the world, like speed past them below, like it's a distant screensaver, like that shit would fuck you up. But what they're doing is an 11-minute flight. They are basically going up to touch the barrier, the technical barrier to space. Like it's the bottom of a swimming pool and then like coming right back to the surface, like just to prove they can. Mm-hmm. There will be 3 minutes of weightlessness, but I don't know. I'm worried for Jeff that he's going to be disappointed. And you know that I do not like it when Jeff is disappointed.
Yeah. Telling me. I don't know what that will do to him. If he has to know it's not like Star Wars, right? I hope, because this motherfucker is so used to whatever the fuck happening that he needs to. I mean, I'm sure he does, but yeah, I don't know. You'd hope, like, the one benefit would he come down, he's like, oh my god, it's so big, yet I'm this one fucking blemish on the surface of the earth that controls all of this capital.
That would be nice.
Maybe I can get Zuckerberg and Gates up here too. Maybe, nah, they like being in control of their things. But yeah, I don't know. I hope he can gain some perspective. I'm not counting on it. I hope it's a big disappointment for everybody though, especially the asshole who spent $28 million and he's like, and he thought it was Star Wars.
Maybe this is the way that we get them to, like, this cures massive, like, billionaire sized wealth by just, we send each one of them up to space and they're like, Oh
yeah, that is a little unfair, huh? When you say when you put it into like three people on Earth.
No way. Man, I feel like such an asshole.
Man, okay.
The $28 million is all going to a charity that promotes STEM research. That is, you know, the setup by Blue Origin, which you know, is something that could have been done 100 times over in a much less roundabout, self-aggrandizing way if Bezos just paid his fair share in taxes.
Sure.
Yeah. But anyways, shout out to him and the unnamed space pilot, co-pilot. That is going to do it for us for this Monday afternoon. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, wear a mask, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.